Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is 8:33. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Of course, when we look at Holocaust Memorial Day, we need to look at anti-Semitism around the world. The numbers are alarming. The increase over the last couple of years is absolutely frightening. Joining us this morning is Sean Sachs, senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. You can't look at Yom HaShoah, at Holocaust Memorial Day, and not look at the figures and the incidents of anti-Semitism around the world, can you?
Unfortunately not. It seems that the plague of anti-Semitism is something that has remained in the world, and it seems to be growing, unfortunately.
Can you speak to those numbers? What is it looking like?
So the Anti-Defamation League, which is probably one of the world's most premier and oldest organizations that looks into the issues of anti-Semitism worldwide, conducted a major study of anti-Semitism around the world in 2021, and they looked at a number of European countries, they looked at the US and Canada, and unfortunately, in almost every metric they looked at, whether it was harassment, online hate, vandalism, and other issues targeting Jews, there is a definite increase.
Is there an explanation for this? Is this just cyclical?
So they look, according to the ADL report, they looked at a number of parameters, and according to them, they saw that there were two major areas that saw, almost, I don't want to give, say, a reason for anti-Semitism, but a place where they saw anti-Semitism increasing. And the two were around COVID and COVID restrictions. And unfortunately, with many people being at home, people looking at the internet, this created a hub of anti-Semitic conspiracy theories that this was a virus brought by the Jews were spreading COVID, the Jewish lobby was responsible for lockdowns. That was one aspect, as ridiculous as it sounds, but Jews and eventually even Israel was blamed for spreading corona around the world. And the second was May last year was the rocket fire from Gaza and the uptick in violence between Israel and Hamas. Those two aspects created a major spike in anti-Semitism over the last year.
In terms of the vilification of Israel, how important a factor is that?
I think that is a major factor, and the reason I think we need to analyze it more is very often we hear a defense, anti-Semitism doesn't equal anti-Zionism, and anti-Zionism is not anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting, but then we need to look at the real numbers. And as I said previously, one of the main upticks in anti-Semitism came in May 2000 when there was increased violence between Hamas and Israel. And that immediately led to anti-Semitic events. And we're not just talking about things that targeted Israel or Israelis, but across the U.S. we had instances of harassment on Haredi Jews who definitely don't have much to do with Israel. We had major instances of vandalism at synagogues across Europe. Again, these all happened as a result of the May violence in Israel and with Gaza, and we saw it lead to clear anti-Semitism against Jewish communities around the world.
And what's fascinating, and I was speaking about it earlier this morning, I saw the Times of Israel covered the story that more than 100,000 Muslims were praying on the Temple Mount last night. That was only in the Israeli press. We don't see it anywhere else. But the minute you've got a clash of some sort, even if it's 10 people or 5 people, you're going to see that all over the media. How do we change that?
So I don't think the issue is not necessarily only up to us. I think the first thing to do is Yom HaShoah today is a vital aspect. We need to consistently for ourselves as Jews remember the martyrs of the Holocaust and remember the absolute tragedy. That is upon ourselves to do, and I don't think it is something that necessarily needs to be broadcast. The second is it is vital amongst Jewish communities around the world to educate ourselves and to work for better policies that educate people about anti-Semitism, but also root out anti-Semitism and ensure that there is actual government policy against anti-Semitism.
This also, though, seems to be a very comfortable distinction between anti-Israel and anti-Semitism. So it's very PC, very politically correct to talk about Holocaust. The Holocaust is safe, in a way, because it's a grand gesture, and we can commemorate it even if you actually are anti-Semitic. You can commemorate the Holocaust. You can say all the right things, but 15 minutes later, vilify Israel. The fact is that it has become a comfortable thing to separate.
It has, and I think that is very important. So I'm going to speak about two different aspects. The first is, yes, if you want to criticize Israel, go ahead. All you need to do, and Mazel Tov to you, I know you were just recently in Israel. If you want to criticize Israel and the Israeli government, go ahead. We do it all the time. I think it's probably the national sport Israelis are best at. However, when you cross the line of treating Israel and Israelis and Zionism as a complete pariah, that is where you cross the line. And I think one of the most interesting things with regards to that is we're told over and over again that, like you just said, the Holocaust is safe. But from a South African perspective, we were also told everybody remembers apartheid. Apartheid was uniquely South African. Apartheid was terrible. But now we're being told, no, apartheid can apply to Israel. And well, Israel, maybe apartheid then is a general term, a global term. Maybe it's not so bad. It's something that needs to be globalized. And everything we don't like is certainly apartheid. And as ridiculous as it sounds, one of the things that was mentioned in this report and others is the globalization of the term Holocaust. And it's specifically beginning to apply to Israel. Israel is creating a Holocaust. Israel is causing the Holocaust. Israel is responsible for an extension of the Holocaust on the Palestinian people. Israel learned from the Nazis about how to create a Holocaust. And so what you said earlier about it being safe is not necessarily true. Quite the opposite. It is being used as a weapon to almost justify anti-Semitism.
Very, very interesting. So what is the priority this Holocaust Memorial Day?
So Yom HaShoah is, I think, primarily for us as Israelis and Jews to commemorate the victims of the Holocaust and remember, and if you want to call, and remember and I can't think of a better word, mostly to remember the survivors. We're privileged to have very, very few survivors left. We need to cherish their memory, and every moment they're with us, we need to remember that these are the true people that on their backs Judaism has survived in many instances.
Absolutely.
That, I think, is what Yom HaShoah is about. And the next aspect is for us to remember that, unfortunately, like I said, this plague of anti-Semitism is still around and is for us to call it out whenever we see it.
Absolutely right. Sean Sack, senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Thank you for speaking to us this morning, talking about combating anti-Semitism. It's 8:41.